phe ba sang ma la te ne ga su tang te nga ran tu chu bu to ne ta ga sa go re pa zo ten de she che be ko ga pu ta nga shi da ga bu chu ngus
I'd like to thank everyone for giving me this opportunity to speak, and also I'd like to welcome everybody here tonight.
Tene dogong ege jidang ge da namo sanje be chuki jig tane introduction da re tene lagbar to ani tekwa chembo onan de mahayane ki ani semjik tone ani ge jig dukshe ya is
tonight I'd like to speak generally on Buddhism, particularly I'd like to touch upon the Mahayana practice known as developing enlightened mind, bodhicitta.
Then it's a donkey. Choose a tiggy. Then a number sanji big chug to the new window of the carriers and a then a ranchi randa. Simjin shen nika ki la tani pemba dhub tuba ki tuyun dhubar cheba te la tani ta chugin ribun rabu te tere yas.
Generally speaking, that whole idea of Buddhism is really based upon benefiting oneself, benefiting for other. So it is really based upon or aimed. The purpose is being working to benefit self and that of the both for others, all beings.
The Kandesri Sena Ta Bena Suyinayang Ta Bena Simji Ta Bena Ngaranzu Yena yang ane tetabu ki trandu ba chikpar re te yindu jumse tela tene ane rani kona tsamji bana rana sosu tsamji ma yinba ane randang shen tsangmala tane penba tosu tubya di kachamishira res.
Now, to explain such thing logically, that when we speak about that Buddhism is based upon benefiting oneself and that of other, other is not only human being, but even every animal, insect, and so forth. Generally, that all those beings who have motivation, wish, to be separated from very much pain, suffering, all those beings who long to experience happiness. And therefore, if we look from the logical viewpoint, that it's not only self or we as a human, but that even in animal beings, that there is no one who don't want to be separated from the pain, who desires pain, and there's not a single being who is not longing, wanting or craving for happiness. Having understood that, it's not only we long for the happiness and want to get rid of, separate or separate from the suffering. So therefore we need to aim, work on this betterment of every living being, so every sentient being, to provide happiness, to separate them from pain and suffering. So therefore that in every form of Buddhism, it is based upon the altruistic attitude, wanting to benefit. And particularly, it is very much emphasized upon the Mahayana Buddhism in helping. In this altruistic attitude is more emphasized so in the Mahayana Buddhism. So, therefore, as again explained, that Buddhism aims toward the liberating all beings, particularly in this of the Mahayana Buddhism, that in addition to wanting to liberate all sentient beings, there is emphasis more put upon this altruistic attitude, the enlightened mind. Now, in order to do so, that we have to again understand general situation of all living beings, that every being experience many pain, suffering. The reason, the root cause of why we are undergoing experience of the many type of suffering is really due to the lack of contentment and lack of dissatisfaction, due to the lack of satisfaction, sorry. And as such, that dissatisfaction leads us to experience over and over, again and again, pain and suffering. And as a result, we have a tremendous clinging, grasping to everything. And due to this clinging and grasping, we experience over and over again dissatisfaction. Whatever even we obtain, it is not sufficient to feel, to satisfy our mind. And as a result of such, that there is no end to this pain or suffering. So therefore...
Then 빼나 단단 가난 속에 빼나 다 동알다 차오 차월 새벽에 탑당 되네 대화다 토벌 새벽에 듀티 되네 가난 속에 즉 제단계 레졸지 지금 요르데 이나양 되네 오늘의 그 동알 차월 새벽에 듀티 레 졸토고요 말에 되네 대외기 되네 동알 대단 차외기 되네 대외기 되네 듀티 되네 양다바 가리임바데 되네 옷에 토고요 말에 되 가르레스나 가두이네 Then a dungal say a chick tongue, then a dewa say a chick. Then a banana dungal jibber cheba te young chick cheeky, then a jujin dental, then a young woman rubbish. The tin nunshinky, then a dungal tea, then a pang gober cheba lion, then a cheeky, then a cheek jujin, then a pang gogo weavers. Then a taga nunshink, dewa te young, then a cheek jujin dental, ra leven rubbish. Sumni, then a banana bezel, some you make over the cheeky already, in a young. Then a tarduki, then a dungalgi tower shaping a dungalgi jutila, then a tarduki deva tober shaping a juti, then a chigi jujin, then a conatandilla, dratan leo maris. Then they indu, then a chiloki tone, candepusum soba shunayang, nang nala, then a semgim matsimba, simba meba, cho my shibati, then a jumtil, then a young yoris.
So we constantly experience the dissatisfaction due to lack of contentment. If we learn to be content with whatever we have without craving and grasping to furthermore, then that is what we are talking about, the contentment, and so such thing is possible. But at present, the whole idea of the pain, or rather suffering, we take that suffering also something coming from externally. And therefore, taking, not understanding the very root cause of the suffering, not understanding very root cause of the suffering, which is the clinging or grasping of the inner mind, we think that to the remedy to prevent that very suffering is also we have to obtain some remedy from externally. So we take the suffering as also external and the remedy as external, and therefore in search of such that always externally that we do not find the perfect solution to overcome or liberate from very pain and suffering, and as such we are unable to experience any satisfaction of the mind. So as such that we have been over-concentrated upon external objects, external circumstances, that even externally we are able to obtain enough wealth or possession, so to speak, that does not satisfy our inner mind, and furthermore we again experience that dissatisfaction of pain and suffering. So actually the real aim should be put into our mind, which is to cut through, to get rid of our clinging and grasping, and therefore experience some sense of satisfaction of what we have, what we are.
Oh, then this is the Hindu, this sounds a number Sanji Pake, then a Tetla Vuki, then a Chigi, the ကျင်းချီကြရပါစေနာတန်တဲ့ကျင်းချီကြရပါစေခါရဲရဲစေနာတနာတာတန်တဲ့ကပ်ဆူလာငါတို့ညင်းစင်ကထူပါယွတ်တဲ့တန်တဲ့ယူတန်ယူချင်းစရာကင်ဇင်ပတ်တယွတ်တဲ့ချီကြည့်တန်နာနာဝတန်ကျင်းချီကြရပါစေယေနာယံငုံနေကေတန်ညမ်ဆူညောယာကေတန်ပနာဒေဝဒုံငမ်ဆူညောယာတီတန်နာင္စမ်နာရာလေကြရပါစေတန်တဲ့လက်တဲ့နေတန်ခါချီလမကြွရပါချင်းနေတန်နာလာတန်ပနာညမ်ဆူညောကိုကြရပါစေ テソンザペナダンアランズチダンゲナンバサンジェパチェネセヤテラテネチクテルトンダプヨゲケラナンバセゴヤジュムセンティテネペナチナニングナンバテセゲヨアマレスナンバセドカンセゲヨアセナチテネチロギングパナチグングボルトネマインバチナンキテネペナセムキトネツニャムスニョングゴヨバテンデスチェネ Tilten and number six or Tisunza, then a nung, Zimbatile, Tortuguyo, is that Donna?
So, therefore, that Buddhism is aimed towards the concentrating, pacifying one's inner mind. Particularly, we have developed a notion of the dualistic idea. And as long as we have this dualistic idea, if you ask, does the outer manifestation, any outer circumstance is related to our inner suffering? Yes, there is interdependence. But the all outer circumstances does not actually cause, it is not the root of suffering. There are interdependence of everything that we experience in the outer circumstances. So therefore, to give actually furthermore the correct, more accurate and precise meaning of Buddhism. In our own language, Buddhism is known as inner, nangpa, which is inner. Inner does not convey the meaning of inner being or outer being, but inner conveying that the practice is very much aimed toward the inner, pacifying that dualistic mind of self and other. And therefore, in pacifying that dualistic mind, concentrating very much innerly your own mind, which we talked about, and so therefore experiencing the sense of satisfaction from not craving, longing for more, and not concentrating externally is actually known as Buddhism or Nangpa.
Oh, this is. The Hindu, this one's a Benata. Nani ka nani chuni tani nyamsu len gu yore ka nani chuni nyamsu len si du senda ka ya sung yo ma res ta tana nan thi ta zo thi tanda nga ran sun zimba se ya thi tani sem gen zeng yo res ma to chi gi ngu bu ke tani ban zin chu gu yo ma res a go sunga pa thi ya gu re thi zimba thi sem ge pan zin ge yo ma do chi ngu bu ke sem nan zin chu ya da nge tin zin chu go sam be ge den de ka yam ben bo ro ba s yin a yang thi pan tel an zin ba da ma sun chen ge de sem re thi yin du nang ge sem ge zin ba tel chro go ge yo re s thi chro wa re che ba la ten ne ben an zin ba thi ge za wa da ba de ka re sa na da ga ra zu nang be ge se ya la zo dang zin de se ge yo re ha go song a da zun zin ba de se ge yo thi son zang yin du ten ne dang zin thi 시고요래 하고서는 전에 담에도 또 고고요래 던진디 시그바 텔라 안에 담에도 또 밤 던진디 시그바 세벌 간데스 세 다가스 다 생에데 파 지 가서 오래 빼는 거 하나도 잘라 이제 돌아왔는 신세네 티 돌아야 가야 요 말이스 하고서는 다 생에데 코란랑 짐바래 텔란 짐바스기 얼마도 텔레 로스 주베지 가야 요 말에 다 생에데 이게 다스 메 다 생에데 단 짐바티 제 셴바티
So therefore that Buddhism conveys, Buddhism suggests that one try to look, watch inner mind, so to speak, or internally, so that turning inward rather than turning outward, one can then able to overcome that very dualistic mind, the grasping or clinging. In that manner, one try to understand that our mind cling to the object or external object. The external object does not cling or grasp to our mind. So therefore, it is really that mind we have to train. Because external object cannot grasp, cling to our mind, they are inanimate. Our mind is something that really cling. So we have to learn now, or understand according to Buddhism, what is the very root of that clinging or grasping. The very root of our clinging or grasping is again first, clinging to the idea of existing self, or you can call me, I. Labeling that very fixation of existing of me, I, that is the very root of all clinging, which caused you to furthermore cling to the other ideas of existing of others and so forth. So one has to work with that very ego or that of the self-fixation, and therefore working with that, it is always known as working towards the selfless nature according to Buddhist terms.
Tene da singe di ta dangme singe di gom guguyo to guguyo sedu chik khase ore ngune chik gomju yoe ba chik ta chik chu dubju yoe ba chik tende ma res khanes da dun zimba ti khoran ra tene bhasa ta khase ore a mangbu chi sakbal tene da singe di yore sambe ge bhasa di yung guyo res te indu tene bhasa ti shiwar chebala yang tene sosu ge rimji ge 근데 바자데 매바 다 가서 우리 시고고요. 그래서 인도 근데 빠나 곰세야 돼. 된다 돼. 곰자고 그래서 내가 좀 낭배세야 돼. 된다 돼. 됐어요. 그래서 하고서 이 바자 이 냠바테 나도 짐베기. 근데 짐바테를 저월 제발라. 근데 렘지게 빠나 땡은 곰네. 근데 돌고고요. 그래서
So when you get the whole idea of needing to get rid of the self, clinging to the idea of self. Now that, to avoid clinging to self is not really a simple matter. It's not a simple matter like putting a cup away or taking off your coat or jacket. It's not that simple matter of getting rid or avoiding the self, the idea of the selfless nature.
In matse bege, bena da kashi, bena intellectual tone is heavy in a yang, da bena ngana nang bege, bena logic. 텐데 토네 송이 송요레스 제네 텐데 다 생에디 예바이나 다 생에디 간데지레 다 생에디 테네 페나 단데기 치기 룬델 나나 줄루샤랄 투베 룬델 시가 요르다 텔레 로스 줄바지 다 생에지 다 나르요레 하고송아 테네 계세 다 생에디 예바이나 테네 페나 치기 예바이베 슈고텔라 텔라 이단 카도다 남바단 담메나 멍부지 구구요레 텐데 가바요레 생현다 텐데 그 가나 직범 망부여레스 직범 망부그 토네 텐데 다신 제네 심죽 제네 텐데 다 생에리 여다 메게 텐데 신데 텐데 빠나 텐데 신데 믹세게 다 메버지 인텔렉츄얼 그 토네 소소게 하고고 연아양 이나야 단도 늠바디 식 토고요 말레스 메베 줌세데 가나스나 디 박자 임벌 되네 용 식 토고요 말 될 때는 검생에 고고요 레스
So therefore since it's not a simple case to get rid of or avoid that very clinging to this fixation of existing of I, or self, or ego, if you like to call. In Buddhism, it provides many methods. First, the intellectual method. And intellectual method, in a sense, you develop some sense of understanding. You try to find out the very self, very ego that you feel you exist, where it is. Which location of the body it is, inner or outer, what form that ego you call as I it is, what shape, what color. That is taught through the intellectual means, and when one tries to contemplate with one-pointed concentration, so to speak, to find that very I or self in all matter of form, shape, and color, you do not really find the I that you thought it exists. However, that is not enough. The intellectual understanding is not enough to get rid of grasping, the clinging. The whole idea of the grasping and clinging one has developed due to the habitual pattern that you have caused in previous lives, and therefore it has to be destroyed through the means of mind training. That mind training is possible through meditation. So therefore, even if you understand intellectually, the real I, self, has no identity of its own existing, simple understanding is not enough to actually liberate and experience the selfless nature, but it needs to be applied meditation. So therefore, as you might be familiar, in Buddhism, everybody emphasizes the meditation very often, so one need to really apply the technique of meditation to overcome the clinging and grasping towards the existing of I.
Oh, then this is the gombati gogyo res this sonza indu tene gomba la yang tanata ngan ngan indu glam da bu chi sa sha ba yina tene dangme tene da kona me ba dangme gomya da res yo res tene tanata gombati on ta gombati gogyo re ti indu tene theta bu ki gombe ki lam ti chedang ge mangbu ju yo res tene ti nane ta khebardu phagwa tap namasuna khebardu phagwa ti tene thedang ane khase ore ta practical ki thone yongwa de khandi yo res na tene thandang na ju thikba chembyu ki tene lam la tene tene chanjuk chamning je chanjuk sem rombe chel tene tene dashi tene nyambani gombek ta menga ti yo res ta to so to tongne ndir ba
So when we speak about meditation, there are many forms of meditation. Out of so many forms, method of meditation that is available, the one that is very practical, one that is seem to be very effective, outstanding of all the forms is the Mahayana technique of the meditation, particularly cultivating. Developing loving kindness and compassion. In addition to that, there is a technique or meditation in the Mahayana, what is known as exchanging self with other.
Gentleness, so you are stick harder, rest, and ah, then a set on key, dame, pena, dame, the gombeg capsula, tapena, dancing in the yoma, the sun, the two gombeg capsula, and eh. Ta kasegore dame gomba samje re da bena gongu yore de yinayang kasegore tege effect masuna de tendes yon tubu yo mares tene tanda chanju ki tekwa chembyo ge lamna tene tene chanju bena de dakshi nyambani tongle de gom yon be ge kapsula kandes yungu yore sana tene tuit yundung aran so ge jedang ge ta da se ya de kan de ji dang ji se ya de kan de ji de ngwen zeng ge yo rasa na nga ta nge sam ba ji ge de la de ne ka se wo de cha gwa da an xie se ya de la ji dang wa da cha dang ge to ba ji yong ge yo rasa yes yin du de ne ji dang ge dang me gom de 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 ko ta ga s gom cho jo le la bu ji yo rasa yin na yang de ne ba na tek ba chen byo ge lam ge de ne dak xin ba na ta ran ne xin ran le xin je bren zeng be ge lo se ya ji 또 송거요. 내가 송거요래. 대 손자인데 티께벌 제발라. 근데 갈라 감사함게 소소게 문에 제 소소게 나선베게 던진다 마스나 대지 르다 마스나 갈라 감도 차단다 아무튼 나 때스 단톰니 셴나 티 제고고요라 마도 다 가서 나 쇼게 용토고 요마레스. 대 남의 고메 있어야 될 거지 난 다 요마레 선배들보다 근데 그 톤에 답변에 가서 오래 매 되게 팬이요래 대 얘는야 내가 다 되게 effect masona ben kona denis kaga yores tela tene tene bade kaso ore mone ge dangme la tambo dangme to bala pemba de tegba chembe ge lamse go yata na tesung yores
so why this path what is known as in mahayana tonglen and to translate such is giving and receiving practice is more effective is that earlier we talked that the whole idea of Buddhism is to experience the selfless nature or egoless state. Suppose if you sit there and think, I, self, does not exist, and meditate upon it, it may not be very effective form to actually detach yourself from the grasping of the fixation of existing of I.
You're
simply sitting there,
bena da meva re somebody koran ransem gi tok bena
you're simply sitting there with the idea I does not exist but then actually realizing that very form of does not I does not exist or not forming in yourself you still have the grasping of self existing and you still probably have the self cherishing so since you have self cherishing still that why the Mahayana Buddhist form as Tonglen or the giving and receiving is more effective or outstanding is that in whole idea of a Tonglen is that you give all your happiness, joy, prosperity to other. You receive their problems, weakness, error, and illness. So therefore here, you're actually letting go of self-cherishing and making cherishing for others. So you are at least letting go of self, grasping from self for a moment when you let go of your happiness. So there is a practice form of loosening yourself.
The challenge must
from the loosening yourself from very much clinging, grasping to existing of self or self-cherishing. So it is a big challenge for oneself to really accept the whole idea of not existing self or not cherishing for self. And since it's the biggest challenge, it's also most effective form of practice when you do the Tonglen or giving and receiving practice.
Benna.
So therefore, at present, we have a sort of having a grasping to the self, existing of self. We have self-cherishing. So therefore, whatever is self becomes my or mine. I and mine becomes very close to you. Whatever seems to be other, distance from you. And therefore, that when we talk and explain things logically from the intellectual viewpoint, explaining the non-existence of self. And if you sit there, meditate on the non-existence of I or ego or me, it becomes quite simple practice because you simply think I does not exist. It has no really effort necessary. And it doesn't harm you simply thinking I does not exist or me does not exist. It becomes very relaxing meditation. But when this exchanging, or rather giving and receiving practice comes, it becomes quite troublesome in many ways at the beginning. Because when you're giving all your happiness, virtue, and prosperity, so to speak, sometimes you hesitate and think, am I losing all my happiness to the other people? So that hesitation, that barrier, their doubt rises. At the same time, in the practice of the Tonglen, as we have explained earlier, you take upon yourself the pain, suffering, misfortune, illness of everybody. And when you're taking, you hesitate, think, I might really get ill. I might really become poor like others. So there is always an effort, hesitation in this giving and receiving practice, since there need to have some effort. It is also more effective in this practice of the Tonglen, giving and receiving. Whereas if you are simply sitting there in the idea of no existence of self, it becomes quite comfortable state because it does not really give you any problem or trouble by simply thinking I do or does not exist.
데손자 텐데스 제연두 데 줌세 어 텐데스 제연두 테니 베나 토네 데 곰베게 캡슐라 아니 아 제두 테니 소소게 오네 두스 곰베게 다 양타바지 곰바이나 다 베드 가서 오래 코라 늑슨 마 임바지게 오네게 다네 잔주 그 쌈이 야고지 소소게 줄 곰네 테니 토네 데 두스 제연베게 캡슐라 테니 텐뎅게 테니 베나 소소게 단진티 테니 르 따니 테니 현재 동을 텐서 렌토 바지 삼노데다 지 문에 다 가서 오래 깨고고요 알레스 텐데스 인두 대지 베나 서반다고 마인 바지 어 야 다가 넣으신 거 봐 가서 오래 단다 베나 다음에 더지 곰베는 다음에 레 삼네 문수 다음에 그 또 그 메나야 파다 가서 오래 겐덥세 한다고 지 봐 다스게 요 말에 삼백이 파 겐데샤반다고 삼파 쇠샤반다고지 근데 요 시그레 반 타탄데 돈엔데 곰백 깜다고지이나 소소게 단 넘버 다 마다 다 제마제 레마도 넘버 다백에 고네 덴데게 독스 동을 넘버 이 삼백이가 근데 제 투베이나 텔라 가서 그래다 오네게 제뉴스지 다 전죽 셈지 덴데 깨고 깨고 깨토고요 그래서
So in the idea of cutting through the self, clinging to the idea of existing of self, again, that the basic very foundation, as explained, is to develop a very sincere, unartificial loving kindness and compassion. And in addition to that, again, meditation on a very selfless nature becomes quite comfortable and simple because through simply logical reasoning, and if you could sort of put your mind... you can put your mind to the understanding, to the inference and so forth, logic that I does not exist, but maybe the realization of not existing, or rather the detachment from the grasping is not really occurred in your mind. Only you're believing, another belief on top of what you believe is I does not exist or self does not exist. And so in the idea of this giving and receiving practice, which again is why it's so effective, is whether it's sincere or not really depends on personal practice. You have to be sincere to in wanting to take the suffering, pain of others upon yourself and also wanting to provide happiness. But even that, so that in addition to such, that you do have to make an effort of giving and receiving effort in on top of such. So that very idea of letting go or sharing your happiness and taking upon the pain and unfavorable state of other upon yourself itself is really a great practice to let go or surrender the ego clinging.
Oh, tindel tene tesonza tene thari tikba chembugi chanju kisam rumbu chembe chanju kisam gombata tene tonle gombati tik pa khase gore tene shela pemba tsamjigi tanda maimba tene ngosuge tatanda ngaran suge kasu rana sosuge tene ton tambe ge nelu toba cheba layang tene tapena ninziam danzin de shigba cheba la tene lam so tu chur bares tene te teng dula tene tana tanda ti shenben ksem di tuks ke yomdu tene tel tene tene simji shela ya tene pemba jasem bu yonda yong shema bu bares tendes yindu tene nge taji sheba na sing ran shi ni la pemba de seyade tanda tisig yo res
so therefore that the purpose of why I have said earlier that the practice of this Mahayana Tonglen, giving and receiving, the cultivation of bodhicitta, which is developing loving kindness, compassion, is beneficial for self and other both, is that when you practice like that, giving and receiving practice, it did not only help you to really accept and develop compassion upon other, but also cut through this dualistic idea and cutting through the very ego clinging or ego grasping. Ego grasping or ego clinging, which is the very root of your own pain and suffering. Having cut through that very ego clinging, then you have also developed a better, more solid and genuine loving kindness and compassion, and you could be more effective, active on actually benefiting, liberating others. So therefore, this very technique of Mahayana, a practice of the Tonglen, giving and receiving, is of tremendous benefit for self as well as for others.
Oh, this re, then this one that you do, then that one, then one egg, then that third one, case one, third shaba ina, then that ziam, inzi shikbar shaba, la pengi yare, that samje matsebege, then third number kundo ke, that case one, ananzu. To drink Mitsigi cup that up seven in a young, and a samba de Kuyango, and a busu tobu meva, and a ram busu madobe matse, shea, then a busu tobu mazeva. The chair and then a bed castle or a hard seven in a young, take a ta Kuyango, the tendency to you on to be honest. Tell a ten, eh, Benata, Nanaz Chidange, Jigdenbeck Kalis.
So this practice of giving and receiving again is not simply helpful to cut through our ego clinging, to cut through the dualistic idea. It's not only simply increases the capacity to benefit living beings, but it is of a very benefit in our daily life. Every day's activity, if you cultivate such giving and receiving practice upon your life, how does this very practice of giving and receiving help us in daily activity?
So
is that in our life we do not experience same level every day. We experience ups and downs. Sometimes things are seem to be going very well. And therefore, sometimes we experience happiness. On the other time, nothing goes right at all. And everything seems to be very disappointing and painful. As such, a result of that, everything is painful. And as a result to those difficulties or hardship of up and down, not having any practice such like this applied to oneself, some experiences mental defect, imbalance of mind. But if one has applied such practice of giving and receiving, whatever situation one occurs of ups and downs, one is able to handle that in same level without being affected by various situations, but you are able to handle the ups and downs of your life. Not only that, everything around you, all around your environment, becomes quite comfortable in your life. Living comfortably, gently, more positively and with a kind hearted, as giving and receiving applies, the beings who are around you, they too experience that gentleness, comfort of peace and happiness in you. So you're not again that in your daily life experiencing that practice internally, but it is also very much effective externally. Now, as such, in Tibetan, we have a proverb which says that if you have a kind heart, everything in your life, the practice, the material work, will go smoothly by the outcome or by the result of your kind heart. That is Tibetan proverb. So it also suggests such that the giving and receiving practice, which is aimed toward being good kind to other is very important.
Oh, then this is it. Then matse bege da bena tardu bena dang anasu nambo sanje bege. Then da tardu ge tanda one dawa ham nilu de karis gogi arasena. Then chue tamje ge then rangsi maju ba tongba ni am da shunye da tanda yang dawa si dogu. Then dogba de yang then tanda de sanju kusem rumbu che. Tell a tene, tene yanta was to go your race. Temato, tene chanju gusem rumbuce da mandem bachege. Tene, don't when you turn to do when you sena. Namia toya your mares. The toya mevity, bena nejanzu benada, tadamasan, then the jet to go race. The don't when you chanju gusem the mandem bege, don't using a do when you sing it chuna. The don't you do mares. 대 근데 다 가서 그래 동문이 게 차탕마치 나면 또요 말했어. 근데 손자 근데 다 다독이 그리고 독색 토시찬의 샤브 이나양 근데 동이 뒤 근데 시찬죽 쌤으로 붙이기 지 신에 될라 때네 근데 단진디 시근로드 근데 랑슈게 근데 치게 군 다 단다 응어버는 좀 받아 근데 간 데 랑슈기 시기용 인자바티 총으로 주고요. 나은근 인자바티 시기용데 데네 치르고 율 데네 좁도 삼바다 민도 상게게 딱바다 체베다고 이렇게 데 랑슈게 데레 초르용 거 데네 총으로 주고 그래 데 인자바티 데 총으로 줘야 할 때네 데네 데네 최 담제 데네 가서 그래 랑심 마루바 다 동문이 되는데 될 때네 데네 냠수 용 거고요. 그래서 데네 최 담제 게 내루디 될 때네 하고 그래서
and In addition to that, Buddhism emphasizes often the whole idea, of a Buddhist practice,